Welcome to Wanna Bet. If you want to bet, this is what you want to listen to. We've got all the different bets you can have over the weekend. Some massive multis coming up. But, Flam, we've got to be honest, it's been a quiet week.
It really has. I've been waiting for payday on Thursday because my multis crashed and burned last weekend. What about you? I had nothing left going. My fortnightly punting budget is $100. That's 50 bucks a week.
Same as mine.
And I take $5 multis and I take massive 20 multis that could win me $5,000. None of them came good, but I went close on a couple, I tell you. They're like lottery tickets, Spot, and they're lots of fun. This week I've focused on what is the confluence. It's a big word,
yeah,
I know.
It is a big...
It's the intersection of the preseason for the NBL, the basketball. Yep. Then you've got your footy, the NFL, kicking off. And you've got, I'm almost ashamed to say this, and I'm betting on it right now, international esports, Nintendo. but if you get a multi that's got a basketball game, an NFL game, and an esports game, then you can really mix up your multis and get some very good value in there. For $5, it can turn into $5,000.
Oh, absolutely, but you were out at when last Sunday. So
I was gone by Sunday morning.
I finished up, it was race four on Sunday afternoon. I normally like Sunday arvos.
Well, you didn't even get to race eight.
No, I had the same race multis for a dollar. And I was just trying to get to $15 to $20 to then give me enough to get to eight, but I didn't make it, so back. Load up ready for this weekend. But look, we're going to get into some of those. There's some really good bets happening. There's going to be local cricket starting up. We got the NBL here in Australia opening up in December 3, the A-League in November 19. But you've already mentioned it before I get into an A-grade local game here. Mm-hmm. You've already mentioned in the US, you've got the ice hockey kicking off.
Yeah.
You've got the basketball, the NBL, the preseason there, and also the NFL. So three of the big codes. Normally ice hockey's on a Friday. You've got the basketball Wednesday kind of onwards and the NFL midweek, but really good for multis. What's your kind of game plan around?
Great question, actually.
Looking at how you do it.
I really like to, because there's no chance in the world that I'm going to understand all of those sports. And I do follow them, but I don't understand them. So what I do, Spide, is I look through the odds and I look for teams that are three times more likely to win in the odds. So if one's $1.20 to win and the other mob's $3.60, that's a perfect flan bet. I go, I'll have that, thank you. And all I'm trying to do is put pressure on the booking, on the betting house, so that I can get down into that multi, a fair few wins into the multi, and then cash out and take my money and run away like the card-carrying coward that I am.
Yeah. So you load up like 8, 10...
Oh, sometimes 20. Yeah,
20, I've
discovered
all the short price favourites.
All the favourites, whack them on. And you'd look, the betting house knows that in all likelihood someone's going to get knocked over.
Yep.
But in the reality, the betting houses, they don't give you the odds as high as they could be. So they're more than three times likely if they're $3.60 to $1.20. I don't want to get too into the maths, but if it's heavily in your favour, you start to put pressure on the betting house and they look and they'll pay you out. Right now I've got a bet on for three games of international Nintendo esports.
Yeah.
And I use that method where someone is three times more likely to win. I'm already two wins in, a $5 to win $22, but they're already offering me $11 out. So I've doubled my money already.
Yeah, and you cash out and you're in.
I'm cashed out, I'm gone.
Easy done.
Well, okay, can you take us through some stuff, mate, for, look, it's Spring Carnival and I know you love it and so do I.
Before we get to it, just one local one.
Yep.
The Burley Bears here versus the Tugan Seahawks. Now, if you're looking through different companies, you'll be able to get a couple of bets on here, especially with the bookies, but more importantly, it's the NRL A-grade grand final. It seems a little bit late, but Seahawks, the underdogs, the Burley Bears lost it last year.
Yeah, they did. They were in there against Runaway Bay, who managed to pick up that win. Burley are stinging and they are very determined. They've got that sort of Penrith look about them, I've got to say, you know, that we've been there once before. We've had that disappointment. As you say, Spider, sometimes people have to lose one to win one. But, you know, I look at Tugan Seahawks. They are a very happy club. They're a fantastic organisation. We went down there for a pie night, actually, with Triple M Gold Coast and met everybody. They've got Tony's Chinese restaurant in there, which I recommend to anybody. And they just got that look about them. Their captain was on the news Matthews the other day. He had a bit of a shiner, and he said he's gonna return one of those to the original donor of that eye. Look, there's a lot of feeling in it. They are two fantastic footy teams. It's 5:30 Cbus Stadium on Saturday night, and good luck to both teams.
Yeah, I'm going on Burley Bears 13+.
I'm on Tugan. I think they've got I've got a win in them.
Righty up, there we go. And as you mentioned before, the Spring Carnival. It's that time of the year. I absolutely love this time of the year. There's just a really good hype. There's a good vibe around the Spring Carnival. The races are getting bigger. More people are now getting into it. And they're not just going for the betting and the horse racing. They're going for the fun, the festivities of it all. And it is such a great carnival.
It is brilliant, mate. And I can see you absolutely in your element down there. It's sad to miss this kind of thing this time of the year, mate. But to me, I'm really keen to know what you think about the Everest, because all of my black booked runners are starting to bob up this time of the year, and I'm excited.
Yeah, well, Nature Strip, it's had a little bit of rain, so Nature Strip is now favourite.
They've come for it?
Yeah, absolutely. Come for a big time.
And knowing you'll be looking for a bit of value. What have you found?
Always go for a bit of value. Look, I love the one. It's called the Inferno.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Inferno is paying $26. It's number eight.
$26?
The Everest, this horse will be coming late. It's a 1200. It will be coming late. You watch this on the outside. Heavy track, sits in a nice spot, comes out wide and goes bang.
Kaboom.
Yep. But Nature Strip is going to be the one to really look out for.
What else are we looking forward to, mate?
Well, I'm looking forward to the St. Ledger. Some of these names of these races, 10 years ago they were around and now they're just getting bigger and bigger. You know, you're adding the Everest. What? I like the St. Ledger. There's a Gold Coast horse there. I reckon it's going to run top three. It's at $11 now. It's been firmed. It's called the perfect deal.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's $11. I'll be backing that each way 100%. The Caulfield Cup, incentivise? Yeah, incentivise. It's worth a bet each way, but for me, I love it. I've been following this horse. You're going to laugh. I've been following this horse since day one. It really does owe me. And it's called...
I've got to say me too.
The Chosen One.
Bloody thing. This is all... Because that was your nickname for me at work when I got everything when I first came to work.
Exactly right.
And then you told me that was your choice for me. I think it was in the Melbourne Cup, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it's in the Melbourne Cup again as well. And it's at $26 for the Melbourne Cup. But for the Caulfield Cup, it's for me. The Chosen One. Wow. I love following a horse and, you know, that's what I'm looking at. And then you've got a couple of – start looking at the Melbourne Cup. You get a couple of really good prices.
Yeah,
you've got Sir Dragonet at $34, Twilight Payment $11, a couple of really good horses there for the Melbourne Cup. And then you've also got the Kosciuszko.
Talk to me about that.
The Kosciuszko, another great race. I'm going Sunrise Ruby, number 14, Barrier 4.
Ooh.
I reckon, look, it's only had the six starts, but finished 1-4 of them, second in another one.
Low weight, good draw, huh?
Great draw, 15-1. So that's in the Kosciuszko. And who can go past?
Come on.
Don't worry about all your group ones in Melbourne. Don't worry about all your group ones there in Sydney.
You've got a horse running, haven't you?
It all goes to Eagle Farm, race one, number five. Ven did it. It got done by an absolute whisker.
Oh, but it was in my multi and I backed it for a place. So yeah. I love Ven did it now.
So this week it should be a little bit closer to the finish. It should finish in the top. Or it should win. Realistically, it should win.
Would you go crazy if your horse has a win?
Absolutely. It's coming down from a 1,600 to a 1,500 metre race. If it gets over the line, it will be absolutely fantastic. The weather around Brisbane at the moment hasn't really suited it, but by tomorrow the track will dry out a bit. So we're hoping it can run an absolute cracker there at Eagle Farm.
Well, that'll be it for want of it. I'm going to be following the results of, was it Ven did it?
Ven did it.
And if it gets up and has a win, I will see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, there we have it. Take it easy over the weekend. As we said at the top of the show, if your money runs out, don't worry about it. There's always next week. If you want a bet, you want a bet, we want a bet.
Don't chase your losses.